You're talking about lamps that people would make themselves?
No, not
lamps.
Making a lamp using a rag and a bottle?
Yes, well, it could be done in the... just by using any rag, practically, to make a wick and letting it go into the kerosene and the thing would burn. Or you just pour gas and sand in the can and it'll give you light and heat if you need to. In an emergency, yes.
What was the
flambeau
that I asked you about?
Well, flambeau is what we always use in French as for night hunting, but a flambeau means a flame more than anything else.
What does the flambeau look like?
Well, it would be like any light, like carbide lights, if you've seen these. Anything that makes a flame is called a flambeau, called a flambeau.
No particular design then?
Not necessarily.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner tube. And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They said they were going to...
Excuse me, I'm afraid I didn't understand you.
If someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water...
You want to launch a boat?
Okay. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
Mostly flat bottom aluminum boats, pirogues, canoes, but mostly aluminum flat bottom boat.
What is it?
Well, a pirogue is a little outdated. It's usually they're pointed boat that you paddle instead of putting a motor on, just like a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
The same. You handle it the same as a canoe.
What would you call a boat in French?
A bateau.
When you say bateau, does that mean just any kind of boat? Or a large
just
boat?
Just about tall. Instead of it covers, yes, any size boat.
Uh-huh. And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, what your clothes.
You are your clothes.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I will not hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Ain't, yes. But we don't widely use that. Ain't. Occasionally we might use it, but not. It's very seldom you hear that expression.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say no.
It wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes very much, she'd say the dress is very
nice.
And something she could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
ballpoint pen. No.
Okay, and to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of.
Wait, I didn't understand you.
Soup that you buy comes in a can made out of.
Tin.
Huh?
Tin can.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday? What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand?
A brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
The trousers, the coat, and the vest.
Any other name for trousers?
Pants.
What about something
trousers?
Uh-huh.